It's time for ER 101 with expert guests provided by the American College of Emergency Physicians. Here's Dr. Lee Vinoker.
Hi, and welcome back to ER 101, where you get the 411 on your 911. So I want to welcome my next guest. You know, people are out in the fall. It's a beautiful time. You're outside, hiking, camping, and so there's a lot of potential injuries and problems that can occur. My next guest, Dr. Hans House, is an emergency physician in Iowa. He's a member of ASEP's Board of Directors and Associate Professor of Emergency Medicine and Chair for Education at University of Iowa. Welcome, Dr. House. He's a frequent guest. Thanks for being back.
Thank you, Lee.
So there was an interesting case report that I read, and I thought, well, maybe we should talk to people about lightning, about some 8-year-old boys that were actually camping in their backyard, and lightning bolt hit a transformer that was near their tent, which I don't know that I would camp near a transformer, but anyway, or if there's a lightning storm, but you know these things can come up quickly. And they had some interesting injuries, including things related to blast, which people don't think about. So let's talk a little bit about a lightning injury. What is lightning? It's a little different than an electric shock. It's a giant electric shock.
Right. Well, it's a massive electric shock. And that's the key thing about lightning, is it releases a massive amount of energy in a really not just a fraction of a second, actually a fraction of a millisecond. So it's a really tiny amount of time. And so you release that much energy over a short period of time, millions of joules over a millisecond, that's a lot of energy. In fact, actually, from Back to the Future, Doc Brown said he has 1.21 gigawatts. That's actually not far from the truth.
I read that it was something like sometimes it could be up to 2 billion volts.
Right, okay, exactly, so yeah. So the so that you release that much of energy in that shorter time, that's like an explosion. That's like a bomb. And that's what a bomb does. A bomb releases a massive amount of energy in a short period of time. And that's what, unfortunately, what happened to these kids. They weren't struck by lightning. They were hit by shrapnel that blew up, that came out of this transformer that was near them that they got hit.
Wow. Yeah, and that one of them had, you know, something like a missile penetrating their lung and things like that. But what are some of the other injuries that you can get, say, if you get a direct strike? And believe me, I've looked out my window during a lightning storm, and like fairly far away, because the transformer is not near my house, but you could see an explosion like way down the road where the transformer was, and it was amazing. I mean, I saw it hit the transformer too and blow up, and thank goodness I was very far from it. But let's talk a little bit about what about people that do get struck by lightning, direct strike?
Fortunately, it's very rare that actually anyone really gets hit by lightning. So we got to put that in some perspective. But if it were to happen, if someone's actually directly struck, actually hit by the bolt themselves, or actually in the place where the bolt comes up out of the ground, because it comes up as well as comes down, they're really in trouble. That's a massive amount of energy, and that's not necessarily so. That's usually not survivable. However, what is more common is for the bolt to hit somewhere nearby, and it doesn't have to be far away. But then, if it hits the ground, that energy gets transmitted through the ground and then through someone's legs, and then they'll get a massive amount of electricity through their body.
Mm-hmm.
What that does is it basically shocks the heart and stops the heart and paralyzes the part of the brain that is responsible for breathing. So someone suddenly stops breathing and their heart stops, which it sounds really bad, and it is. But if you can get to that person and provide CPR and breathe for them and do CPR pushing their heart during that period of time, the body's automatic mechanisms will usually come back, and they'll come back and they'll be okay. So you need to. So if you're nearby and someone's a lightning strike and someone's unconscious and doesn't have a pulse, give them CPR and they'll usually come back.
Okay, and I love this saying, and I remembered it all the way back from medical school, because, you know, when we talk about triage systems and anything else, the people in say, a massive calamity, a mass shooting, or whatever, the people that usually, when you're have to triage a bunch of people, and it's true with lightning, you're not going to have a bunch of people. You know, this is resuscitate the dead, but usually in triage, people that clearly look dead, you leave them alone, then you go to the most severely injured after that and triage them. But this is the exact opposite, because if someone's kind of moaning and moving around, right, after they've been a lightning strike near them, they're usually going to be okay. They'll have other injuries, but it's the ones that don't have, they're not breathing, don't have a heart attack, you should try and resuscitate them. So it's a little bit.
Yeah, it's a little opposite to our usual approach to mass casualties. That's true.
Right. So, and what potential injuries? So now you've started them up because it is very short. Oh, and the other thing is people are afraid, like, can they, you know, touch them, right? Because, but they're not, it's not like they're connected to a current from lightning. If someone's electrocuting, you know, and they can't let go of the current,
right? If
you see not supposed to touch them, right?
Right. If you see someone who's been struck by lightning, the energy's gone. Again, remember that in lightning, the energy's gone in a fraction of a second. So they're not electrified or anything like that. They're perfectly safe to touch.
Okay. So then you resuscitate them.
Mm-hmm.
What other types of injuries do people get from lightning strike near them? And stuff?
Sure. So the again, thinking about that as a bomb, if a bomb goes off nearby, what are the kind of injuries that they're going to have? And besides the shrapnel that we already talked about, there's a pressure wave that comes off of that lightning strike, and that pressure wave itself can cause problems. Very commonly, people will have their eardrum ruptured. You can imagine, you know, that when you have a lightning bolt near you and you hear the thunder, it's really, really loud. Well,
yeah.
If you're right next to a lightning strike, that's all that noise is right next to you, and so that energy is being passing through you. So the eardrums are ruptured. Sometimes they have lung injuries from the shock wave. That's all stuff that we're going to be evaluating and treating at the hospital.
Uh-huh. Okay, that's good. And what about, just some quickly, because we only have a minute or two, about lightning, but prevention. So what do you tell people how to protect themselves during lightning? Like, you know, these poor little kids that were camping out in the backyard and a lightning storm seems kind of silly if they were in the backyard, but I guess things can happen pretty quickly. But what if you are outside? What should people do?
Fortunately, the kids turned out to be fine, which is right. Good news for them. But my take-home point for everybody is that lightning strikes are very rare. Lightning injuries are very rare, but they do happen, and they're preventable. If there's a chance of lightning outside, if there's a thunderstorm warning, get inside. Get away from outside. That's where it happens. It's going to happen more often where there's a lot of lightning and in the mountains where lightning storms can come pretty fast. So bottom line is take shelter.
Okay, so in a tent, what about, you know, people would crouch under a tree. That's bad, right? Because it sometimes can hit some of the highest points, right? Lightning?
Something like that, yeah.
So,
basically, you want to get inside a structure, not a tent, but actual house.
Right, right. Or if you're camping, if you're camping and you've pulled a camper or your car, sometimes that's safe, too.
Yes, your car would be safe.
Right, because, you know, I wouldn't be touching all the metal parts of the car. Of course, nowadays, everything in the car is plastic, as you know,
plastic,
if you've broken part of your dashboard or something. So there's a lot of plastic there, but also the tires, because they're rubber, so getting in a car or a safe place.
Yeah, a car would be a safe place to take shelter from this, for sure.
Okay. And then there are also, just quickly, burns. You can get burns from lightning too, kind of like flash burns that are kind of all over the body also, right?
There's been reports of metal jewelry being basically melting and causing burns on people's skin because of the intense heat from lightning. And you get these really interesting, like, ferning patterns on people's skins from the burn.
Interesting thing. So the key is get inside, take shelter. If there's lightning, even though it's rare, protect yourself. This is ER 101. I'm Dr. Lee Vanocur on Radio MD. Stay well.